This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
All right, welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast.
Kevin's eyes look insane, but he's got new hair. Virginia is a witch, and she farts in her chair. Jason is a spaz who's got an old man's ass. Welcome to the After the Show podcast.
All right, hello, and welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast. It is Wednesday, and man, is it going to be hot here for the next couple of days. They say by Friday, the temperature's like in the mid-90s. Going to be nutty.
Yeah, summer's here.
It is. Yeah, it's just time to get ready for it.
Spring is done.
Yeah, I think so. But you got the signs, though. You know, we're not at that phase, and I know we're at a different level of summer when your windows all have the condensation on it. That's when you're full in it, baby. And until you get there, you're not full in it. That's how you can tell.
And you can hear the frogs porking,
I feel
like, constantly.
A lot of frog sex. Gosh, I love that time.
You can hear the porks frogging.
They are the loudest animals, I think, that pork. I don't know. You did play that lion one the other day.
Yeah.
That was actually kind of gentle and peaceful.
The thing that was crazy about that was, you know, we heard the audio of it, but I don't know if you caught the video of it. It was on top of a safari car. There were these two lions. This male lion was just drilling this female lion, and the safari car was full of people, and it didn't have a regular hood. It was just kind of bars, basically. So
it doesn't seem safe enough.
I mean, it could have just rained down.
Caved in.
Well, I think it was solid on that. I would worry more about the precipitation.
Oh.
Oh, if a little... Bah, 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 bah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what is that? A lion's ejaculate.
Lions come buckets.
I would imagine, right? King of the jungle?
It's a lion.
Yeah.
You would think lion, elephant, those type of animals. Hippo.
Right.
Yes.
Those are your top getters.
So, yeah, that it could have been very interesting. So, yeah.
For who?
Well, the male lion was having a great time. The female, she seemed like she was okay with it. I mean, she seemed a little bored, actually.
She looked like a wife.
It's kind of like the email. Yeah. That email that you read at the end of the show. Just bored with her sex life.
She's going to lay her and take it.
Maybe she wrote that email. Yeah.
Somebody texted and said, Kevin giving sex advice is hilarious. I realize it does. It does seem to be a little misplaced.
But. Don't you hate when somebody calls you out and they're right?
No, they're right. But
yes, Helen Keller. Tell us what you see.
I'm going to sit this one out. You guys just keep talking. Unfortunately, I got to be here. I get paid to talk. It's tough. Yeah, I realize I should not be the end-all expert when it comes to people's sex lives. Duly noted. I got some more pop-offs about Brightline, the raise in the commuter rates starting on June 1st. In a sense, if you did not know, Brightline is letting you know that it's all about their trips to Orlando. They don't really care about the people riding between cities in South Florida. That ain't it for them.
They tricked you.
Well, you know, one person did say, hey, you know, no, from the get-go, I saw in the chat room, that's what Brightline said they thought the money was going to be. But then why are you building the apartment complexes right next to the – it was part of it. They were built at the same time as the train stations in West Palm, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. Why did we do that? And I remember their advertising was live and play wherever you like in South Florida. That was a line. So I feel a little tricked by that.
You should feel tricked.
Now, Rusty said we used to take the Brightline for every trip. Loved it. But now new prices, not worth it. Another person said this will probably be the last time we ride the Brightline. That's Lauren Wellington. Another person said Brightline was a sham from the get-go. It was never going to work down here. Everybody knew it that opposed it. And another comment even said, don't forget the freight train companies got all the tracks improved too. So some of the government money was actually just to improve the track for all that used them.
That's what the politicians pushed through.
Yeah.
That's the secret of the Bright Line that we said on this radio, because I said it. I heard it and I said it. That was the trick. The government paid for the track upgrades and the freight movers benefited without paying a dime.
Yeah, right. That's usually the way these government deals work.
Right. Right.
We pay for them and then they do shady stuff and move our money around and then we don't get what we thought we were going to get.
Then they financially support whatever politicians helped do the track upgrades money. Like it's all deals, y'all.
That's how it goes around. Another person said, I work for a private car company, so we're back, baby. We're back for some of those. Why not just pay a little extra and ride first class? If they're going to be gouging you, we'll gouge you a little less. And John said, you know, Brightline was giving away the farm when they offered those commuter passes. They were paying for the commuter Uber rides to and from the train to their work or home. If within a certain amount of miles, I do remember that. It was within 5 miles.
5 mile radius.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Look, I get it. I know some businesses do that, but people just saw it and they thought, okay, this is a whole new way of getting around South Florida. And they loved it. And it was never intended to be. And I think if people would have at least felt like, all right, take advantage of it while you get it. You got a year or 2 years or whatever it's going to be. And then all of a sudden, here's the real price. Maybe people wouldn't feel the way they do, but there's some strong feelings about it right now. So I get it.
Yeah, if you built your whole life around it, you moved into one of those apartments, now you're like, damn.
Yeah, yeah. Everything just costs so much. And we were breaking down some of the prices of the Formula One the other day. Not only is it expensive to get in, but some of the menu prices. I know those were for platters and maybe shared between 5 and 6 people. But still, when you see $12,000 for a bottle of tequila, you're like, okay, that's probably more than I necessarily have to spend. But Karen said, I got a friend that's into Formula One, and he does the race on a budget. He lives in Orlando, comes down to see me in Pembroke Pines. I live 15 minutes from the stadium. I drop him off, pick him up, so he's not paying for that. He got a ticket from SeatGeek. It was a $150 ticket he found for $75. Got to sit in stands in the shade. Now, he can't afford to go on Sunday when the big race is, but he can see, you know, all the trial runs, and then he takes a water bottle, and they have refill stations everywhere you go. So you want to do it on the cheap, it's cheaper that way. That is how you do it. You just have to find a friend that has a house close to the stadium to do that and a cheaper ticket to get in. Another thing that is going to be interesting with costs is what you're paying for your streaming services, which I know people love. They say the average American right now is spending $61 a month for 4 streaming services, up 27% from last year, where people were paying $48 a month. So that is increasing as well.
They got us.
But yeah.
You might have to start reading books again.
Right.
No one's going to do that.
That might be about it. And they say that, like Peacock, you know, they're going to be raising their prices $2 this summer. Premium plan's going to go to $7.99. The premium plus will be about $14.
Peacock's got some balls, man.
Peacock balls.
They do.
Yep. Crazy stuff.
What do they have on Peacock?
They got The Office, which they got a lot of. They do. They got good content on there, but man. Fuck you, Peacock.
Yes. Right?
That's what Kevin Hart kept yelling at Tom Brady throughout the whole roast. Fuck you, Tom.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
I love that. He would like close and open everything. Fuck you, Tom. When you lose, that's all you can say. Fuck you, Peacock.
That's right. That's about it. Disney, they say, is getting close to turning a profit for the first time with their streaming services. They've got that bundle where you can get Disney, Hulu, and ESPN, and they are very happy that they only lost $18 million on it, because this time last year they lost $700 million. So it's getting a lot better. Soon they're going to be turning a profit. They added 6.3 million new subscribers in second quarter. Some of it's those bundle deals. And that John Bon Jovi documentary they had, biopic, was on Hulu. And I don't think that we have that in our repertoire. And it was almost enough where I'm like, oh, maybe I should get Hulu.
No, I mean, I wanted to really watch that, but to sign up for Hulu for John Bon Jovi bullshit.
I hear you.
Somebody will clip it. Somebody will put it on YouTube.
Okay. That's true.
Okay. All right. Yeah, they say 117 million people now stream Disney apps globally. And they say that's the impressive thing with these streaming services that they realized very soon. I think for a lot of us here in America, you only think domestically. But they have 117 million people already streaming their apps. There's only 100 million cable subscribers in all of America. So Disney alone has already eclipsed the cable TV audience in America with their streaming services, to put it in perspective.
So are they struggling or are they not struggling?
No. I mean, for them, losing 18 million. I mean, there's so many businesses, like Brightline still loses money. And, you know, I think like your Teslas and SpaceX's, they're just, you know, they're... I think Spotify still loses money. It's crazy. They just get these investors, and eventually one day, I guess they hope to turn a profit. I don't know if about business, but when you're operating years and years and years and years, and you're losing a shit ton of money, how does that work?
I wouldn't be able to have the heart.
I don't know how it works.
I don't either. I guess you're always finding seed money. What is in it for these people to keep losing? So I don't know enough about business to understand how you can go as long as some of these have and losing a ton of money.
Well, it's their side hustle. So they have other money.
A Spotify, that's all they got. That's their whole thing, Spotify.
But the investment group that is Spotify, like, they don't go home at night and sweat Spotify because it's their only bread and butter coming in.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what it is. If it's your only bread and butter coming in, you have to sweat it. You can't let something operate for years and not turn a profit. Like, that's not realistic for an average American.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just know the mouse always ends up winning.
That mouse does win.
Yeah. The mouse has got a pretty good track record.
He's getting my money on Saturday.
Well, there's been so many things where if you look out, or they go, oh, baseball's going to be dead. It's never going to come back. And then somehow baseball always finds a way to stay around. They say the same thing about Saturday Night Live. SNL, Saturday Night Live will never come back. It's dead. It's over. Mm-hmm. Somehow it still comes back. I've heard the same thing about Disney before. I don't know. Some things I think just may.
I think with Disney, it seems to be who's running it. And they brought Bob Iger back. And that guy's pretty good at running it. And he makes good decisions. And they say that it wasn't necessarily more programming. In fact, Disney cut a lot of costs, cut a lot of employees, and they trimmed it down. And that's why they're getting to the point where, okay, we're almost turning a profit.
Please fire Kathleen Kennedy.
She's a Star Wars creator.
She's the emperor. Yeah. She's the main person of the Lucas, all this, the Star Wars shit. She's the end all be all.
Bob Iger did say they're going to start making less Marvel product, less TV shows, less movies. Not by a lot, but about one a year on each.
Huh.
Yeah, I guess they realize that they're just saturating the market too much.
There's a lot of creatures and superheroes fighting each other out in space
right now. It's a lot.
Yeah, and I think they're going to try to work a little bit more on quality, realizing, okay, we might have just wanted to crank stuff out just to have it out there because people will buy into it, but I think they realize the market's cooling a bit for the demand. Be like, yeah, haven't we seen this like 800 times?
And you're ruining certain characters for people, really making them go out like punk bitches.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that's all part of it.
Atoll vodka is delicious. It's basically the only vodka I've ever had that you can have it on the rocks and just sip it and not make a face. That's the great thing about Atoll vodka. It's a crisp citrus finish on a delicious vodka. Grab some for yourself today. Atoll vodka. I got it at Star Liquors right there on Indian Town Road in the Public Shopping Center all the way east. But you can also go online at mashandgrape.com.
Well, talking about peacocks, Jeremy said, I work for Stanley Steamer and I cover from Sample Road to South Beach, and there are a ton of neighborhoods that have peacocks and they are nasty and loud. Yeah?
They'll fuck you up, huh?
Guess so.
My girlfriend said they will fuck you up.
Really?
And the males are the ones that look all pretty. Unlike in humans, where the females are the ones that put on the makeup and the outfit. When you see a peacock and he's got that big, huge, colorful fan of feathers, that's a fucking dude. That's the dude peacock.
They got good speed to them, too. They know how to really glide at your... They know how to attack a human.
My neighbor, my friend lived in fear of the peacock neighbors she had. They would attack people walking their dogs.
Yeah.
She said they were just next level gangster.
But Denny's had said a chicken went after him. He's got a lot of animal drama just like I do.
You usually don't see the chickens attack. Maybe it was a cockfighting chicken.
I think those are roosters he used, right?
Was it a rooster or was it a hen?
I don't know that hens do the fighting.
He told me it was
a chicken. So who attacked Denny's?
A chicken attacked Denny's.
Just a rooster or a hen?
Probably would have been a hen, I assume. Hen, right? Yeah, he's saying hen.
I'm surprised it was aggressive.
Well, maybe it was on its period, Virginia. Do chickens get periods?
Maybe it's going through henopause.
Yes.
Certainly made me more aggressive.
That's true. It's very true. Also got Carlos, who sent an email talking about cows on this one. He said, "Do It Bitch was rigged this week." the round on things you can't operate intoxicated, in case nobody figured out, you don't operate a cow. Secondly, you can't ride a cow down the street, regardless of whether you drank or not. Thirdly, if you're accepting an answer like cow, then camel, ostrich, pig, goat, orangutan, etc. are all correct also. That should have been accepted. Kevin and Jaybird need to do the punishment also, since they tried to pull a fast one on Virginia and Denny's. I disagree with you. Operating, that's kind of what they say. And, you know, they'd say the same thing with a horse. I have seen people, they get driving under the influence, which is a DUI. You're like, you're not driving it, you're riding it. Well, that's all semantics. Legally, they don't give a shit about that. So
also, how can I be cheating? I'm just giving you answers, and literally the audience votes whether or not. Yeah. How the fuck is that cheating?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just love controversy.
Yeah. And then the other thing, as I'd say too, I've ridden a cow. You can ride a cow. I've been on the back of a cow. I have photos of me on the back of a cow riding it.
We need to see those pictures.
I was young. I was young. My grandfather had a cow farm, dairy farm.
We're calling bullshit.
Yeah, no, that's legit. I'll go home to Logan and try to find that photo.
Am I the only one thing that cow tipping is when you tip over a cow when it's sleeping, right?
It's terrible.
That's what they say.
It's a dicky move.
I don't know that it really works. I believe it's a fallacy. I mean, I grew up where there were lots of opportunities and we were looking for things to do. And I think, if I remember right, some people had tried it and like, yeah, it doesn't really work.
You can't tip a cow?
Yeah, they don't just go falling over like that. I think that's...
That is a dicky move, though.
It is a dicky move, yeah. First of all, yeah, you wouldn't do it because you're just kind of an a-hole if you do, but yeah, I don't think so. I don't agree with you on that, Carlos. But I see what you're trying to do there. I see you. Laura had an interesting thought here when it came to World Record Wednesday. She said, my husband and I were listening, and we had an epiphany. We realized that Jay Bird can pretty much achieve almost any world record he wants to because he only has one kidney. What world record has been set by a guy with one kidney?
Oh.
Who stacked the most Oreos while only having one kidney?
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
You could have your own category.
I could really go after that David Rush guy, because he's going for the most records of all time.
But that bitch has two kidneys.
How pissed off would he be in one day I broke?
You take them all over. Go for a guy with one kidney.
Well, he's going for that overall world record. If I just did like 90 world records and somehow Guinness goes, okay, yeah, we'll give you credit. In one day, I beat that fucker.
Yeah, you have more world records. And but he's in your own special category. And he still has his records for a guy with two kidneys. But yeah, you get your own category and you're just the champ.
Yeah.
You become the David Rush of dudes with one kidney.
We've been trying to take down David Rush. Knock him down a peg.
We just didn't see through it. It was semantics. That's exactly how you do that.
It's kind of like the cow thing I could do.
It's semantics. Yeah, it's like driving, riding, whatever. It's just, you know, all right, it's the same thing. It's just how you phrase it. I think we might have solved a little bit of a mystery here. Possibly. You can let us know, Jay Bird. My wife and I, it's Ryan and Wanda, they heard about the dog nose nibbling situation with Jay Bird, and we're sorry, but we think it might be our little Cody.
It's not your Cody. And I remember when I was editing that video, I go, I really hope they don't think it was their dog, because I let their dog lick my nose.
That dog is cute.
It was. It just shows you what a dog slut I am. I was with a few other dogs this weekend.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're just saying they wrote up a formal apology from their dog Cody, but I don't.
Did Cody sign it with the paw print?
Yeah, I think so.
It was not their dog. Okay. They were awesome. Their dogs are dressed up. They were dressed up as a couple. They're in the video.
But we got our eye on you, Cody.
Okay, well, that's good news.
Dogs are adorable.
Amanda said, "My husband told me to ask you guys this question. Does Jaybird not date? That's, I guess, all he wants to know. They just want to know, do you ever go on dates, Jaybird?
No, I date.
Okay. All right.
He does. Who are you dating?
I'm dating no one now.
That sucks.
He does date, but he's not currently dating anyone.
How long has it been since you got it wet?
I wouldn't tell you anymore.
Come on.
No comment.
Give us the goods. Maybe you need a little release.
Well, I think he can handle that on his own, Virginia. You don't have to date anybody for that, thank God.
Isn't it more fun with a friend?
I don't know.
Are we past that point?
Yeah, just whatever you got to do to make it happen. Somebody sent in, they said, I've got this odd question. I've got really foamy urine. Is this normal? Have you guys ever heard of this or had this?
Why would you not go to a doctor?
Yeah, we would not be the people to ask on such a question. Yeah.
Oh, I saw the email and I was like, that's weird, because there have been times in my life where I always look at my pee. I always look at my poo. I just want to make sure everything's cool back there. And I've seen foamy urine and I thought the same thing. Is it bad? Because most of the time it looks flat, like there's no carbonation in it, but sometimes it looks like a soda.
Yeah, what would that be? Is it possibly, is it catching some suds?
This could be a good time for Google.
It says foamy urine is a sign of protein in your urine, which is not normal.
Oh, it's not.
Your kidneys filter the protein, but should keep it in the body. It should not be in your urine.
Oh, right, bro.
Go to the doctor.
Yeah,
you got to get it checked out.
Time there.
And drink a lot of water.
Yeah. Direct that email.
That's what it says. Drink more clear fluids.
Yeah.
Dehydration's a son of a bitch. It really can make you, I know, what a newsflash. Dehydration makes you feel sick. But sometimes that's all your issue is that you're just dehydrated. And then a couple glasses of water. I can't believe I'm saying this because I don't like water, but it's
big, though.
There's a reason why it's here. We need water.
Yeah. There is definitely something to it.
It's painful for me to say because I really hate the taste.
Oh, I know.
I hate the taste of water.
Mm-hmm. Another little dip into science here. Joshua said, I need to call out Virginia about her radio waves from the phone theory.
I'm convinced the cell phone gives us brain cancer, and so I always talk on speakerphone. I don't give a shit if it's in Publix. I don't care if it's at my kid's school. I'm not holding that phone to my head because I don't want to die.
Joshua said, you do realize that these waves are passing through or being absorbed by your body regardless of whether you are on the phone or not. They're always being broadcast. Having the phone on speaker doesn't change any of that. You should be more worried about the 100 trillion neutrinos. Neutrinos?
What?
Neutrinos? I don't know if you spell that. N-U-T-R-I-N-O-S. Neutrinos? Never heard of that. Passing through you every second. Neutrinos? I don't know. Anyway.
What are neutrinos?
I've never heard that word in my entire life.
When you say neutrinos, it sounds kind of delicious. You want a
bowl? Yeah,
it
does sound like
a bowl of neutrinos?
Sounds like a fun snack.
It's salty and sweet.
Get neutrinos today.
But if something is sending out waves that are bad for you, isn't it worse to hold it right next to your head than it is to hold it in your lap?
Yeah, I see where you're going. They talk about standing right in front of the microwave, or sometimes what having a cell phone in your pocket is doing to men's sperm counts. And that would be because of the higher concentration, because it is the vehicle which is generating the waves, or at least receiving the waves, maybe more intensely. So I've never done a deep dive on that. I can't say. I can only speculate and say what makes sense, but I do not know. So if anybody does, I'm sure you'll send us an email.
But does anybody know? Like, is it too early in the life of the cell phones?
No, I'm sure that they can track that. Somebody with a great scientific mind, I'm sure, has a definite answer on it. But we definitely do not. So we'll see. Talking food, I don't know if this impresses you. Smucker's is coming out with a peanut butter and chocolate flavored spread for Jif.
Yeah, okay. I'll try it.
Yeah, they do that goober. You ever had the goober, which is the peanut butter and jelly all mixed together in one?
Yes.
As a kid, it looked awesome.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of thought it was a little disappointing when I would put it on the bread. It's, I don't know. I like it separate in separate jars.
I like it on separate, yeah. To me, would you put your peanut butter on one slice of bread and your jelly on the other? Or would you try dare putting them on the same?
I'm a caveman. When I do peanut butter and jelly, sometimes I rip the bread. That's why I'm an uncrustable guy.
Okay, because you're a little too heavy-handed to be making.
Yeah, and I know there's tricks to make the knife better, but then I can never find a knife.
No? You're knifeless in this world?
Right now, I am currently knifeless at my
currently
house.
Knife? Really?
I can't,
you
I
don't have one knife?
I do not have one. The only knives I have at my house right now are fake knives.
I have an abundance of knives. You can use any of mine.
I feel like we could get you knife rich really quick.
I have so many knives.
Well, this happened to me with my spoons, and I lost my spoons, and then I went to my house one day, and someone dropped off a fuck ton of spoons. I'm not saying this for someone to drop off knives, okay, I swear. Yeah. I'm speaking my truth. I don't have a knife right now.
You'll have knives on your front doorstep today by 5 p.m.
By the time you get home, maybe.
More than one person will bring you knives.
At one point, I had a fuck ton of knives. I just don't know what happened.
What are you looking for, butter knives? Is that what you're in the market for?
That's probably safer, yes.
Or a good steak knife?
No, please ask for butter knives.
I need a butter. I need some butter, but I do need a steak knife. Uh-oh. Steak knife.
Yeah. Everybody needs at least one good steak knife.
Now there's going to be strangers on your porch with steak knives. Is that what you want?
I'd be terrifying.
At this point.
Yeah, what the heck?
If you're feeling squirrely, jump.
If you want to dance.
Yeah, go for it. Let's see what I'm made of.
Feeling stabby.
Yeah, you have been taking YouTube karate.
That's right. For years now.
Years now. And you've been watching Cobra Kai pretty religiously.
Yeah, I dare you to fucking step to this.
Yeah. Does this feel like a good pickup for Taco Bell? Crispy chicken nuggets?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Okay, you're all right with that?
If done right, yes.
Does chicken nuggets at Taco Bell feel weird?
Yeah, a little bit. But you know what? If you put them on the quesadilla, maybe it might be good.
Maybe chicken strips would have been better. Nugget is a weird,
it's not Mexican.
It's not Mexican, I don't feel like.
A strip could be Mexican.
If you go to Mexico, you can't find chicken nuggets.
I'm sure you can.
Let's say you're not going to an Americana restaurant. You're just going to a traditional Mexican place. You would not, I can't imagine you would.
Right.
And I think in Mexico City, at least, they have a lot of, I've heard that there are streets in Mexico City that looks like Los Angeles, so.
You'll be able to find nuggets. I feel like for Taco Bell, strip would have been the right, but Taco Bell's trying to think outside the bun.
They are. That's what they're doing.
They're trying to.
Exactly. Got a question here. Manuel want to know, Jaybird. What are some good bottled honey mustards? I love the Publix honey mustard you get from the deli, the one in the small cup. But the Publix honey mustard you get in the big bottle, it tastes totally different.
I'm not going to lie, man. There's not a lot of bottled honey mustards that I love. Okay. There's really not. Off the top of the dome.
So what do? You always have to go to a restaurant, a store, and you have to try to get as many free samples as you can?
They won't even give you free these days. I'll always say, I make sure I say it, because there'll be times I'll order something that will not require a honey mustard. And some places are a little bunch of bitches. If you don't order a chicken dish and you want sauce, they go, sorry, sauce only comes with a chicken dish. You go, I'm paying for it. I want it with the burger or with the fries. But yeah, I'm a restaurant man when it comes to my honey mustard.
Gotcha. Okay.
If they won't give you the sauce and you say you're willing to pay for it, that's a reason for me not to go back.
They'll give it to you, but you have to say that sometimes. Where I think back in the day, if you ordered double cheeseburgers from McDonald's and said, "Can I get some sweet and sour sauce with that, please?" I don't think it would be an issue. In modern day times, if you don't order nuggets, they're going to go, you can't get it with the burger. They're going to charge you for it now.
Oh, wow.
Kind of like cheese. When you start asking for extra cheese, people get weird about that.
33 cents. That's what I think it is for an extra slice. I mean, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, you're just not getting anything for free these days.
You're not.
Where we are.
And you're paying top dick for it.
Yeah, right. It's just, I mean, all those good old days are gone.
They are. The good old days are, can I have some ketchup packets? That'll be $11.
Yeah.
Have you noticed less free refills since all this has been going on?
Totally.
Have you? You have, Virginia?
Yeah.
What about you, Bird?
Not for soda. Okay. Not for beverage, I haven't. But, Yeah, not for what else would there be free refills on other than soda? You'd have what?
I like it on beer.
When do you ever get that?
God, do you imagine?
That's like
unbelievable.
That
would just honestly, imagine if you walked into a bar and they said free beer refills. I mean, like, there's a camera in here. This isn't real. This is a TV show.
That's what
something
happened.
Something is going on. I would never believe it.
I think it was either a baseball game in the late 70s or early 80s. And I think it was the Brewers. I could be wrong, but they had nickel beer night and they had to stop the game because, I mean, even the umpires were fucking hammered. Everybody was smashed in the stands.
It would be a fun experiment. Now, it's going to be a complete shit show, but I might watch it if they just had a TV show and it's called Free Beer Refills. And they just go into a place, and for that night they advertise, and you just have hidden cameras, and you just watch how people react.
Could be a fun experiment.
It could be, and then you would start to see the people that are going all in, and you would then, ding, you would count up every time they get another beer, and so you're tracking how many beers they've gone to see how far they go, and you see where does their night end.
It would turn into the Purge. for so many reasons.
Lawsuits.
You can't legally do this, but wow, what I would watch this show. If you said, hey, I have an episode of this, you want to give it 30 minutes, you'd be like, I'm all in.
It's called Free Beer Refills.
That's the name of the show, Free Beer Refills. And you just go into a random bar. It's only for one day, hidden cameras. You have an ass ton of bouncers and cops all outside waiting for this thing to fall apart.
Everybody has to Uber.
Well, that's why I told you, even if you're not a wrestling fan, you would love the hell in the sky or
hell in the cell. Is that what
No, oh, it was okay. It was the flight that they took. Flight from hell.
Yeah.
And these wrestlers just for hours were drinking for free.
Yeah.
And the shit that went down.
Mass chaos. Oh, didn't somebody defecate on somebody? Was that something I'd heard?
I think it's a different incident, which is very alarming.
Oh, wow.
But we're here for it.
Oh, no, that's right. You're right. I'm merging the Vince McMahon in with the allegations from that girl that
Yes,
you had.
She said
that's right.
He wanted her to, he wanted to poop on her.
The one dude got so, he was a manager. He was a former wrestler, but then I guess he was part of the creative team. And some guy said he was a dick, and he passed out from too much drinking, and then they cut off his ponytail.
No, the ponytail.
Yeah,
dude, you know that takes a while.
If you cut off someone's ponytail,
that's a strong move. I mean, that's maybe what 4 years of work,
easily,
5 years, maybe more.
Easily, and they said he did not. He woke up and did not take it well.
Didn't find the humor in it.
And they couldn't find the ponytail.
Oh, it was gone.
And then they pinned it up the next night at the wrestling event.
Oh, no.
Dang.
Gosh, that's a great story, though. Manuel wants to know, Virginia, I know it's not season, but any local place where you can get a good king cake? In Mexico, we celebrate on January 6th, Dia de Reyes. That's when the three kings visited Jesus. You get a thing called Rosca de Reyes, which I assume is the same as king cake. It has some of the plastic babies in it. Everyone in the family takes a turn cutting a piece of the cake, and whoever gets one of the babies, they got to chip in with the others for a get-together on February 2nd, which is another Catholic holiday. Gracias, KBJ.
The thing about king cakes in New Orleans, everybody will tell you, if you eat them outside of king cake season, it's supposed to be bad luck. And so a lot of people will say, you know, if the Saints are doing bad, oh, damn it, somebody ate king cake outside of king cake season because it's bad luck. They do stuff at Christmas time that looks like a king cake to me. It's like a bakery called Haydell's makes this round pastry that looks a lot like a king cake. But most people that practice Mardi Gras and Carnival that are from New Orleans will not eat king cake outside of king cake season, which is Twelfth Night, which is early in January, until Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, I could see it. The specialness of a king cake maybe wears off, maybe superstitions. What do you think it's more of?
Both, because Louisiana loves their seasons. We love Mardi Gras season. We love crawfish season. But you eat that stuff during that season, and then you don't have it for the rest of the year.
Okay.
So it's special.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. I could see that, and that's probably a good play. So what is the season for getting king cakes? What's your window?
12th night, which is early January.
Early January. Mm-hmm.
To Fat Tuesday.
Wow, that's a small window.
It's a very small window. Good and that's Lord. Why you see people have king cake parties. Uh-huh. And everybody,
you go all out.
Yeah, everybody goes all out. Mm-hmm. You go all out, balls to the wall. And some people in New Orleans that are king cake makers,
yep.
they make all their money for the whole year during that month and a half or whatever it is. And then they close the rest of the year.
Gosh, that's amazing.
Yep.
That is the coolest concept. I've heard that with the Santa's Enchanted Forest.
Yep.
That they got in Miami, that those guys do that. I think they're Jewish, too. So it's like, wait a minute.
They're brilliant.
Yes. They don't care. Yeah. I mean, we're Jewish, and we run Santa's Enchanted Forest. And it's open, what, 2-3 months tops?
Yeah.
Out of the year. And then the rest of the time, they just take that money and chill and vacation.
And they plan next year's festival, right. I'm sure. And yeah. they figure stuff out on how to make it bigger and better and make more money. But honestly, you get a multi-month vacation.
Yeah.
Just don't eat the baby.
No.
Yeah, you'll choke on the baby.
Is it bad luck if they made a miniature size of the artist, the baby, and put it inside the king cake? Is
like
that bad luck?
That would actually be brilliant.
Why the baby hasn't done his own king cakes?
The baby, right?
The baby inside the king cake, and it's him.
Yeah.
That's actually really smart.
It's a really good marketing plan. Yeah, absolutely. New Orleans? No
yeah,
doubt.
And most of the time, the little king cake babies are white. I think that's a hugely impressive idea. Do black king cake babies.
Got some great marketing ideas. We came out of this with a great TV
wow.
show concept.
Look at that.
That is
and
genius.
The baby king cakes.
We'll get zero money.
Zero money.
You'll get nothing from it, but great idea.
All right. Well, thank you for all the emails. Send them to us. mail@kbjshow.com. mail@kbjshow.com. Enjoy your Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Goodbye.